Hello and welcome to podcast the third from HB Inc. Radio. I cannot tell you how happy I am that you've downloaded this podcast for repeated listening on your iPod or other MP3 listening device. The feedback that I've got tells me this podcast and Pilates are a winning combination and that over 15 pounds have been lost thus far. All I can say is, you go girl. Or boy. Whichever you are. Perhaps someday the HB Inc. podcast will win a presidential fitness award or may even get to meet Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. That would be such an honor. I have sent him the feed for this podcast but thus far have heard nothing back from either him or Maria. I know exactly what I would say if I met the governor's wife. I would say, Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria. And then we would all have a good laugh and share a protein shake. I shared this dream with some friends of mine who informed me that, if I wanted to reach my goal of having a laugh and a protein shake in the governor's mansion, that I should focus on playing more patriotic songs and try to make this podcast sound less fruity. Fair enough. To that end, let's start off with the biggest badass that ever saluted the American flag, while ripping the heads off of our enemies. John Wayne.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach.
Understand, desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel when I'm in your hand. Take my hand, come undercover. They can't hurt you now, can't hurt you now, can't hurt you now. Because the night belongs to.
Wayne's gonna move, yeah!
Love is a ring on the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed till the morning comes. Come on now.
Well, I seem to have chosen badly. We started off, not with John Wayne, but rather Wayne Newton singing, The Impossible Dream. While the subject matter does seem appropriate, the vocals are not necessarily as butch as I would have hoped for. The second song, I'm sorry to say, was John Wayne singing The Old Chestnut, Because the Night. I should have known. Yet I'm sure that many pounds were lost due to the pumped up thump-a-thump beat conducive to a good cardio workout. We finished off with the disappointing, John Wayne's Teeth, sung by the Eagle Bear Singers. If I were to rationalize it, the last song probably works as a good cardio cool down. Still, not the kind of set that gets one invited for a protein shake. Perhaps we should just put that last set behind us and move ever forward towards victory like we did in Vietnam. Yes, that is the best course of action.
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Only in America can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president. Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah, would a classy girl like you fall
kid who's washing cars. Take a giant step and reach right up, then touch the stars. In America, could a dream like this come true? Could a guy like me start with nothing and then love with you?
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the fore. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind. Learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth. Love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal for belief. To ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present, the future, son. It's being written now. And you're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. Do you know what it stands for? What its makers meant, to think, to speak, the privilege of dissent, to think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there. Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. We want to keep these freedoms. Fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile, it's bare. No love, no peace, just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know. This is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just on the American side. Geez, I don't know how. You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to. There is no way to be a leader in Americana except you guys. You got to control it. We haven't any chance. Naturally, things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, it really, it's, when I went to school, at the University of Southern California. Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college, I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office and torn down a picture and did excrement in his waste paper baskets, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family, we, as members of the college, would have kicked the goddamn hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen.
Perhaps I should just cut John Wayne off right there. It sounds as if he should probably have been cut off a little earlier. I think that last set was less fruity though. That's a good thing. We started off with Jay and the Americans' motivational song about white trash crossing the class barriers to snag a rich hottie, only in America. I don't really understand why, given that America is meant to be a classless society, John Wayne would take the nickname the Duke, but he did, and that was him reciting the stirring face the flag. We finished off with a piece I'll call John Wayne, in a mellow mood. I keep checking my email for some sign that the governor and Maria are listening to this podcast, but so far nothing has shown up. Perhaps I'll call my ISP to find out if they are blocking email from the Sacramento area. In the meantime, let's combine the best of high-energy cardio with the greatest American in the world.
In a crab walk position, push your abdomen into your spine, rounding your back, and bring your right knee to your chest. Bring it in, out, and kick, out, in, out, and kick, out. Bring it in, out, kick it up, keep going, you've got it. Tuck your chin, out, and kick, out, in, out, and work it.
By faith, he walked upon the waters of the dark Galilee.
Now sit down and bring both knees to your chest. In, out, round your back, and in, out, push your abdomen down. Work it, in. All right, you got it. Now we're going to change sides and work our left leg. Here we go. Knee to chest. Ready? Here we go. Bring it in, out, and kick it up. Out, in, out, and up. Keep going. In, out, and up. Work it. Tuck your chin. In, out, and up. Out, in, out, and kick. Keep going.
He walked upon the waters of the dark Galilee.
Now sit down and bring both knees in. Out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. Keep going. Push your abdomen down. Tuck your chin. Out, in, out, in. Work it. Hang in there. We're almost there. Now lay back and kick up. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Keep going. Work your abdomen. Don't stop. Hang in there. You've got it. All right. good.
Shotgun, give me low down, thug boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Shotgun, give me low down, thug boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Shotgun, give me low down, thug boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Wow. Feel the burn. There's no way that I'm not getting an invitation after that. The ironically named Kathy Stout led us through what she calls believer size and a killer hips and abs workout. Then Hazy Fantasy kicked it into even higher gear with John Wayne is a big leggy. I honestly don't know what that means. I just know that I'll wake up tomorrow morning knowing that I exercised. And... if you'll excuse me, I've got to answer the door. Why don't I put on something short so you're not left with just dead digital air?
Oh, meet me when daylight is fading and darkening into the night. Songbirds are singing their vespers, and the day is vanished from sight. And then I will tell you, my darling, of the love I have cherished so long. If you will but meet me this evening, when you hear the first whippoorwill song. Whippoorwill, when you hear the first whippoorwill song. Meet me tonight, sweetheart, meet me when you hear the first whippoorwill song.
Wow, you won't believe who just walked into the studio.
Hello, cool, I'm Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is such an honor to meet you, Governor. I have been a fan of yours since Pumping Iron.
That's very kind of you to say. My wife and I were just listening to your podcast on our way home from Z-Gym, and we liked it so much we went back to Z-Gym to look out some more.
Now you're the one being kind.
Ha ha. But I'm also being rude. Allow me to introduce my wife Maria Shriver to you. Maria, this is Paul Day. Paul, this is my wife Maria Shriver.
Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria.
Ha 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 ha. That was very clever, Mr. Day.
Please call me Paul.
You may call me Mrs. Schwarzenegger. Ha 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 ha.
If you are almost done with your podcast, Maria, I mean, Mrs. Schwarzenegger, and I would love to have you come by the Governor's Mansion and share a delicious protein shake with us.
Oh, no. I couldn't impose on you.
But we insist. I've got the blender all set up.
Well, then, if you insist, why not?
That is wonderful. Then why don't you play one last song and we will jump in my Humvee limousine and drive to my mansion?
That sounds great. Is there anything you would particularly like to hear?
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't have it.
I know what it is. Arnie would like to hear the Alpine Yodlers doing the Bavarian Polka.
I was just about to play that anyway.
Then turn it up, dude.
This has been Paul Day on behalf of Governor Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver and the HB Inc. podcast. Thank you for downloading and listening. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a delicious protein drink waiting for me.
Bayerische Polka macht alle Herzen jung. Und für dein Spusi, für deine Susi, ist es die Musi, drum bist du sie. Ja, die Bayerische, Bayerische Polka tanzt mir die ganze Nacht. Weil die Bayerische, Bayerische Polka aus der Herzen
Polka aus dem Herzen eines Mannes.